Just back from a slightly longer walk than intended. The last audiobook update, I tried to send it from the top of the hill at someone, which was just under 5,000 feet, I think, but the reception didn't seem to be strong enough. It just it wasn't uploading. So I've just actually uploaded it now, and now I'm back at Mussy, back down at Mussy. So once I got past the tunnel, it was a beautiful walk down, as John suggested, through the Sundapple trees. Very steep drop. There was a sign saying vertiginous. Pointed back to Mussy, but said vertiginous, and you had to hold on to. They had some, not exactly steps into the side of the rock, but they had some metal kind of wires to hold on to at certain times, and otherwise I just kind of ran down between trees, like a bear running too fast down a hill, I guess, stopping myself as soon as I got to a tree. Not perhaps the most elegant way down, but it seemed to be fairly effective, and only fell over a couple of times. Incredibly beautiful, the kinds of walks that John describes in his work, especially in the trilogy. I can picture some of the characters taking their goats up across the mountains, or the Marius in the story about the old man who who looks after his cows and has an ephemeral contact with a young woman who's also looking after her herd up in the mountains. I think that's in the second story, Once in Europa, and it's that kind of countryside that he describes. Of course, you don't see another human for hours. That was about a 5-hour walk, and I didn't see anyone until I started to get back to approaching the village. Some wonderful views from up there of the valley, looking down at the valley and up towards Chamonix and Mont Blanc, but especially beautiful walking through the meadows with the wild grasses and flowers pretty much up to my chest, and then through the once we got back to the tree line, through the very dense foliage, but through which the sun was sprinkling its rays. So back down now. I think if anything, that walk was a triumph of the French breakfast, since I didn't have any food or water on me, but managed to keep going for a good 5 hours just based on this morning's coffee and baguette. I'm just about to ring John. He's going to come over, since I don't have a car, and pick me up on his motorbike, which I'm not particularly a motorbike fan, but I'm aware that John is a famous motorbike rider. And that appears a lot in a lot of his stories, especially Into the Wedding, of course. And he's going to drive me over back to the house, where we've got to sort through the contract and a bit of paperwork, and there's a few more boxes to work through as well.